The impeachment inquiry resumes later this week in Washington. The central question, what was President Trump trying to do in Ukraine? For people in Ukraine, the hearings are a distraction. It's the war with Russia that most worries them. That's especially true for Ukrainian veterans coming back from the front lines. The World's Daniel Hoffman reports from the Ukrainian capital.
This 900-year-old monastery in central Kyiv is named after the Archangel Michael, the patron saint of warriors. St. Michael's monastery is impressive. Lots of gold, a beautiful bell tower, and pristine onion-shaped domes. But I'm not here to see the church. I've come to see a wall of photos displayed outside. They're portraits of Ukrainian soldiers killed in the war with Russia.
The photos fill this wall outside St. Michael's Cathedral, but it only goes until 2017 because literally they ran out of wall space.
Russia's war on Ukraine began in 2014. Since then, more than 13,000 people have been killed and many more injured. For many Ukrainians, Russia is seen as an existential threat. That's why thousands have volunteered for military service.
I go to a recruiting center and say that I'm the volunteer, I want to go to the front line.
I'm also a military veteran. I participated in the war against Russian aggression.
You know, a lot of my friends died at that war, so I decided, no, I cannot sit home and do nothing.
We'll get back to some of those voices a little bit later. Back at the wall of photos outside the church, I meet Taras Khmyut. He's a military veteran himself, and he was with the Ukrainian Marines when the war started. He says American military support has been vital since the start of the war.
In 2014,
all the aid that was coming, the military rations, heat blankets, medical assistance, was all very important because we didn't have any. Not to mention, it was free.
But now, Taras says there are reasons for Ukrainians to doubt America's commitment to the war here.
It's because of Syria. Some people say that what happened to the Kurds may happen to us next, so we shouldn't count on anyone.
He's referring to President Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. forces from northeast Syria. On top of that, the administration temporarily withheld nearly $400 million in military aid for Ukraine. But Taras says that was a mistake, because it's in America's interest to support Ukraine.
It's not just a conflict between Ukraine and Russia. It's a conflict between Western civilization and Russia, which wants to change the world order. Every time we hear that sanctions could be lifted or eased, or our aid could be cut, it really demoralizes the people in this country.
In another part of the city, I visit another veteran.
My name is Leonid Ostaltsev. Now we're here in Kyiv on Safivska Street, number 8. It's Veterano Pizza. My pizzeria.
Veterano Pizza is run exclusively by veterans of the war in eastern Ukraine. Leonid also helps other vets start businesses of their own.
Every business is a story about someone who don't have anything, but he have experience and motivation to do something, and he just did it.
That must feel really rewarding.
Yeah, I love my work. It's my life, you know. I don't call it work because it's my lifestyle, you know.
Leonid comes from a military family. His father served in Afghanistan back in the Soviet days, but Leonid's military path was different. In 2014, after Ukraine was invaded by Russia, Leonid volunteered for the Ukrainian military, and in just 3 weeks, he was on the front line serving as a machine gunner. I asked him what that was like.
Some things you can't describe, because it's like, I don't know how it calls in English.
Goosebumps.
Goosebumps, yeah, goosebumps, yeah.
Goosebumps and flashbacks. They're not unusual for many veterans like Leonid. These memories don't go away. But for him, it's all about managing those memories and making sure to stay positive.
I can go sit and cry and remember everything that wasn't the war and drunk and do drugs, but what the fuck? I don't want to do this. I want to do something good. I want to show people that the veterans can do a good work. So it's only a question of choice. What choice are you doing?
Leonid has created a community for veterans, a place where people feel comfortable and help each other get their lives together. That's also the idea behind another organization in Kyiv. It's called Veteran Hub. Veteran Hub is a nonprofit that provides legal assistance, employment help, and psychological support. but it's also just a gathering place where vets can feel at home, including vets that are part of the LGBTQ community.
They even offer veterans a job. It's such a magnificent thing that a hub like this exists. It saves lives, actually.
That's Nick Buderatsky. He's a combat medic who works with LGBTQ veterans. He says Ukraine, and its military in particular, can be homophobic. In some cases, there's abuse and even violence.
There are guys who wanted to commit suicide, even, yeah, because they thought that they are all alone and they don't have any support.
That's Viktor Pilipenko. He's also gay and a veteran.
Veteran Hub allows us to have meetings. We usually ask them for premises for our psychologist who works with the PTSD problems, and she also works with LGBT problems as well.
Victor says these services are crucial for LGBTQ veterans, who in some cases had never spoken openly about their sexual identity. Another combat vet, Vasil Davidenko, says he came out after his military service. He wanted to send a message to his fellow LGBTQ veterans.
Don't worry. No one will touch you. The times are changing. We will help you. Look at me. I wasn't scared. Yeah, they beat me up. Yeah, they called me names. They spit on me. Whatever. You stand up. You brush yourself off, and you fight back stronger.
Vasil, Victor, and Nick are all strong advocates for gay veterans. They also have a strong sense of national pride. They signed up for service because Ukraine was attacked by Russia. They all appreciate U.S. support, and they hope America doesn't give up on helping Ukraine defend itself.
Our
people are dying so that Americans don't have to. American soldiers aren't dying. Our soldiers are dying. Our regular people are dying so that yours don't have to.
Back at the Wall of Remembrance outside St. Michael's Monastery, Taras Khmyut and I take a stroll along the wall, looking at the photos. We're mostly silent until he stops and points out a couple of portraits to me. They're two sergeants who fought under his command.
I served with these guys here. This one, I personally convinced him to enlist.
It's not easy for Taras to tell me this. He's clearly proud of his service, and he believes in Ukraine's cause. But the loss of life, the loss of fellow Marines, is something he carries with him.
What would you like Americans to know about this war, about the sacrifice of Ukrainians?
It's a difficult question. Maybe if the Western world were more active and wasn't scared of the decisions that it needs to make, this wall would have been much shorter. Or it wouldn't have been here at all. Every day of inaction adds another photo or two.
For the world, Daniel Offman, Kyiv, Ukraine.